Blog Talk Radio. The world has changed, and there's a new way emerging to understand how to create your life with faster, more powerful results. Welcome to Speed Manifesting, and here's your show host and author, Lori Mitchell.
Hello and welcome. Glad to be here. I was going to do this show on values today. And when I thought about values, I thought it was a much more useful conversation today to have a chat to you about personality versus character. And it does tie into values, but sorry, I did a switch because I just felt that it was more reasonable and useful for you to hear this conversation. And I've just finished that chapter on the book on personality versus character, the book that we're writing together throughout this audio series. And my journey about these simple words, and when you put them together and then compare them to each other, personality versus character, defining personality and defining character in this context so that we can make it a useful journey and a useful process, that was my discovery. And what I found was, as I identified personality more and more, I got to see that there was this personality that serves me, and there were parts of it that no longer serve me. And so when we have an identity, incredibly important part of our creating and manifesting journey, when we have an identity that we begin to explore, that we even know is there, and then we begin to explore, if our identity is by default, that personality that is formed feeds into that identity, which then allows you to create and to accept and allow that which you desire. So let's look at the difference in the two words in terms of personality and character. The way I say it is that I'm dropping parts of my personality to build my character. The character I'm talking about is in the old school way, the building character, character building events. It doesn't have to be a struggle, but it is a choice in a moment. And when you choose enough times for building character and at the same time releasing and dropping and letting go of the old reactions, the old way of being, you have freedom. You have an identity that you get to design. So effectively, as a human being, you've been designed by the world up till now, or up until you start your own personal growth journey, until you consciously begin to create who you are. You were thrown together and are now the default personality that probably was programmed by the world to serve the world and to serve civilization and to serve industry and to serve everything that we need as a structure, the way the world is. But as many of us have noticed, the way the world is isn't working. It's kind of come to the end of what is available for this worldview structure. And that means for us to go within, but what it also means is to then take something of us out into the world in a different way. So the question that you begin with is, who am I? Whoa, it's not a superficial question. And yet it is a base question. It is a basic question, but it's also a base point to start. Who am I? Who am I? Are we our jobs? Are we our family? Are we our relationships? Are we our roles? What if none of that was relevant to who you are becoming? And the reason I wanted to tie this in with the values question is that's the place to start, is your values. So knowing your values is an important exercise, and we'll get into that in a different series, in a different audio, but the question between personality and character is an important one for you to ask and then living into. And you do that by asking, first of all, who am I? And then exploring who you thought you were, or who your identity, how you see yourself and how you think others see you, which may or may not be the way they see you, but it's how you think others see you. And then that all forms how you are with the world, how your reactions are with the world. And so maybe if you haven't explored identity since you were a teenager or since you left the house that you were born in and moved out into your own world and created your own responses and reactions to the world and your own opinions of the world, all of that. If you haven't done that since you were a teenager or since you left home, well, then it probably went into automatic mode for a bit longer. So the introspection is important. But before you go into nervous breakdown mode, it is a process. Just know that it's a process and that it's incredibly important on your journey to be a great manifester. And when I say a great manifester, I don't mean a sorcerer that you can conjure whatever you want in material form out of nothing. What I mean is that you are choosing what you allow into your life, that you are choosing what materializes for you. You are choosing based on a really strong foundation, and that's very powerful manifesting. Choosing the flavor of your life, choosing who you are being and becoming in that. And then, and this is why I wanted to talk about this today, because, okay, that's it. That's all you have to do. Now, guess what? It's a journey. And I want you to be comfortable with that journey. Why they call it character building is it is sometimes a struggle. Sometimes you get hooked into the emotions that are part of your personality. See, character isn't the emotive part. Character is the choice of response. Character is based on this is what is most important to you in your value set, which is a belief structure that holds all your other beliefs together. And when you violate your values or go against them, some people call it your principles, but when you get down to it, what's really important to you is a unique set of values, and the labels and words that we use are useful for you to really get clear on what to choose when the time comes about what's important to you and about what you're building in your life. And so you may be in one of two places. You may be coming to this audio because you are in a stuck place, or you come to the end and of what's working for you and realize that it's time to turn it around. Or you may be willing to expand more. You know, maybe it's another part of your personal growth journey. So either way, it's still valid, and know the difference. The personality is the emotional part. It's the default part. And I mean good, bad, high, low emotions, all of that stuff that produce reactions that we get hooked into, and we are like a puppet to our personality. And we don't even see the strings sometimes. The character is when we can release the emotion. Now, I need to tell you a little story. It's a little bit gruesome, and I'll be careful about it because it's just my story. It's not anything that you need to worry about for yourself. It's my stuff, and I was very surprised. I'm not I've never been a person that is clumsy or hurts, you know, has accidents. I just haven't. I guess I project and figure out what might happen before I do it. And so as part of my journey in dropping my personality, I got to a point one day where I was really angry at the way the world was. I was really angry about the medical system and how it sucks everyone's money and even the family's money. But the food system feeds us all this. You can imagine, I mean, I had all this stuff going on about a year ago, and it was in my head, I was getting more and more furious. It's like, why don't they fix the food? They know, they've known for a long time. I've known this for 10 years, you know, and I was getting more and more worked up. And then I went to make some olive leaf tea from my olive bush, and I was noticing that my husband wasn't eating the right things. You know, I'm sure that no wife has ever gone through that journey before. Sarcasm. And so I was getting furious without saying anything to him about the path that he might be taking in that medical thing. I just went all through this. Well, you can imagine, oh my goodness. So I had all this stuff going on, but the emotion that was hooked into it was all part of that personality of wanting the control, and the anger that fed that was incredible. And what happened is I was chopping that olive leaf and stewing over all of this and, you know, being really angry in a broader, wider world and projecting out, oh my goodness. I guess I'd had too many coffees that day, but look, the anger, I cut my finger badly, really badly. And at that moment, I looked at my body, which I love my body because it's this huge organic consciousness that is all working together to serve me no matter what. And I looked at my left hand and my right hand, where my right hand had cut my left hand, I went, wow, I'm so sorry. And I realized that and recognized at that moment that I had taken that anger and turned it, because that's what anger does within our bodies. I turned it on my body, but I love my body. I love the consciousness that puts together this organic, beautiful, moving entity and serves me in that sense. And it's me. Of course it's me. That moment I realized that anger does not serve me anymore. And although I would manage my anger, I was always simmering when I got angry. I was simmering and simmering and stewing and this. And that day, I mean, 4 hours later after being in the hospital, and it would have been about 8 hours later from that, you know, I'm home and I'm like, wow, I was so humbled. I was really taken down and really at a pivot point where, you know, this part of my personality called anger does not serve me anymore. It just doesn't, even if it's inside, even if I'm managing it, I just need to drop it. I need to drop this part of my personality, and I need to build a character. Okay, so what character do I build? Because when you drop something, you need to move towards something, or else it keeps swinging back like a pendulum. You know, you're still holding on to where you go. So the character becomes your compass. And the words, power of words, sifting through the... It's not an emotion, although we use the same words for emotion and feeling, but I'm not talking about the emotions of anger and excitement and fun and all that, although you can use those. Just choose something. And what I chose was calmness. What I chose was, and that day, was something that I could reach toward, which was like, instead of saying, not angry, or don't be angry, I could say, calmness. And so I could easily, in a way it is the opposite, but at the same time you're stepping out of a personality and into a character. Now, guess what? I had to keep reaching for that calmness. A lot of the anger in that cause and effect moment of me being so humbled and so wanting to serve my own body and knowing that I've hurt it, that I really hurt my body and that I love my body. So I wanted to take care of it like a baby. I wanted to take care of it, and I stopped and shifted something within me. And that did allow me to then start exploring, where does this anger come from? And, you know, whether it's DNA or cellular, there was a lot of anger in my father's family, not just him, not just his father, but his father's father. And so I started really letting go, started just doing a technique of releasing through all of those other personalities that were within me in some way, and just allowing layers of that to go off and doing the processing. And then in the moments when I started getting opinionated within about the way the world was, because that's what really gets me. You know, that's my hook, is the world. And because I care so much, I care so much about the broader perspective. I care so much about where we're going because I can see it. I can extrapolate out events and see where they're going in a collective way. But to create from that, I'm powerless in that sense. To change streams, I have to move myself away from the ultimate prediction versus the coming back to source in this moment and healing the emotion. See, the point about personality versus character is that you have choice, and the time isn't linear. We live like it is. We have an agreed reality and the agreement through all of us in humanity that time is linear, that you're born, your body grows, it moves through a phase, and then you die and you move on. And whether you believe in reincarnation or not, it's still a progression, but it's linear as a progression in our agreement with each other. So it's quite useful, quite handy, then we can meet each other for coffee at a certain time and show up without having to wait for too long. But at the same time, there is another dimension. And the universal dimension is not a linear dimension. It doesn't have a past, present, future. The universal dimension is feeling, vibration, frequency. And it overarches and underpins our reality, our physical reality. So there are two things going on. And so whether you're an engineer working on construction and understand the materialistic and physical part of life, or you are a deeply spiritual, connected to the universe person who doesn't pay too much attention to the material world or the movement of history or any of that, you know, it all just moves on. But both sides are valid. And I believe that the balance is what we are as human beings meant to be exploring and coming to. The unity between the material world and the spiritual world, not that the spiritual world is better or that the material world is not the only reality. Both are incorrect in the human experience. And so my point about the emotions and the feelings and releasing and letting go, and how this universal dimension of feeling works, is that when you heal, when you truly heal the past, when you release on emotions at this time that you're feeling and every other time, and you can use the power of words to state that as you sigh and let it out and send it on its way and tell it to go, what happens is that you enliven the present. So in the present moment, the moment you do that, you feel lighter and you open up a new future. You open up new possibilities by healing the emotions of the now that you're experiencing, connected to every time in the past when you have, back to where that first started, that first emotional thought was created. So it's an awesome process to do that. It's an awesome process to then have this personality in this point in time in your personal growth, have this personality awareness, and that you can choose to build a character. You can choose to be someone other than who you are. What does that mean? Healing the personality that you have been up until now and knowing how it was formed. And that's where all the beliefs, knowing how beliefs are formed, knowing the 3 degrees of beliefs that they were formed within, knowing the world that you were born into, that you have got to step away from, because otherwise it's like the analogy I've heard before of the fish in water. Fish don't know they're in water. You know, a fish in an aquarium that was born in water doesn't know it's in water, and then when the water gets dirty, after a while it doesn't even notice that, and so it's just the way it is. And if you were born into a culture or a thought structure, a belief structure, and you were also taught not to question it, then you have been programmed. And if you're comfortable with that, great. If you've got yourself in a place of your values are being served, what you've come here to do is exactly what you're doing, and you're going along with life just fine, yay. Keep doing it. But I think a lot of us in personal development have signs that we want more, and whether it's more freedom or whether it's more abundance or more of life experience, it's like we have got to a place where it's time to look at us, because we've tried changing the circumstances and we've gone as far as we can with that. Now it's time to look within. But what does that mean? Well, what it does mean is your beliefs and your identity, which means who you think you are by subconscious programming, and whether you've programmed it or not, the automatic pilot. Who is the automatic pilot? And then who are you choosing to be? So what does your imagination tell you about who you are? And that's who you're becoming. That's the direction that you're going. And certainly with education and with marketing and with television and with movies and with music and ballads, this is how we form this personality identity. And what I'm offering today is for you to build a character of who you are by who you say you are and who you choose to become, and drop the personality parts that are just not part of the path of your value set that you have identified, that you've gone through a formal written down process with yourself to say what's important to you and what's the background and the flavor of life that you choose to be inside of? What is the water that this fish wants to swim in? Choose that. Identify with that. And that identity is who you become. And then be patient with yourself. So easy on yourself. And love and admire you. Everyone else tells you not to, so it must be the right thing to do. They just don't want to hear all about it all the time. You know, it's not, I think the vanity thing is, and the love, self-love thing is, it's not about admiring yourself so that others admire you. It's really about getting clear on a very strong base of who you are. And the result of going through this process of personality versus character is that you have a very, very strong base to build from, that you have clarity about your decisions, that you know what's right for you. It's not right for anyone else because they have a different set of values and they're either choosing their character or they are just being their personality that was thrown together up till now. So don't be afraid to be different and then notice the difference between being different and building character. So being different, choosing a different action than you would normally choose, test it out in fun ways. Don't make it heavy and don't suddenly wonder when you realize that you're not your roles. Just because you were born somewhere doesn't mean you have to live there forever. That the family that you have always had and that you live by, you know, live around, that you could actually question whether or not it serves you, if you're building a character, to still stay where you are. And you may very well choose yes. You may very well choose to stay exactly where you are, and what you'll get out of that choice is the shoulds will be gone. And the people that you are around who are your family that you really choose instead of just chose a long time ago and then had to put up with it or were born into and feel like you can't do anything. You choose again from the value system and everything shifts. That's what the beauty of going back to who you say you are. So if your character is what's the most important thing, then your opinions and your point of view and your righteousness that isn't tied to anything that has to do with your values and your character, suddenly that's not so important anymore. And the people that you're around, you can see that you're around for another reason, that it's serving your character, that it's about what you are giving and who you are being around them and what support you may have, co-support you may have with that group of people. So there's a great benefit to going through this exercise. And even if you don't change a thing in your life, you don't change your job or your roles or your responsibilities, and you don't change your family, and you don't change any of your choices about how often you see them, and you don't change anything else, but you choose them. The feeling of certainty, clarity, peace for your decisions going forward will help you to be much more grounded in your own base. So it's a beautiful foundation for all of your beliefs from then on, because as you create this foundation, you have to dismantle the personality that is going in the wrong direction away from values. Building character is your own personal values, and it's the foundation for the rest of your creating. It's the foundation for being able to enjoy yourself. Enjoy who you are, regardless of whether somebody else is doing their personality stuff on you or with you. You can step back, and because you've done the exercise of values for yourself, because you are choosing a characteristic, a quality of life, a flavor and a background of who you are becoming continually, then you can relax. And let them be. And then there are times when it's not okay at all to be in that presence of whatever that is. Can you change them? Maybe by who you are being, maybe by your response, maybe by agreement with others. But in reality, the first step is within you. And it's not some nebulous within you term. It's a really clear, know your values. Choose your character, the qualities and characteristics that are in alignment with your values. And then drop the parts of the personality that are not congruent with that. And keep the parts of the personalities that are completely feeding and firing the character that you are building or that you already have. So it is about questioning and building and choosing. And that's where your power of manifesting comes in, from a basis of an identity that is a picture of who you are becoming. And then you move very, very quickly. Or rather, life moves very, very quickly with you, because when you're in the basis of it, it's like, it's more like just allowing things to just drop in. It's like allowing things when you are in that clarity. Mm-hmm. Great conversation. great chat today. One way or not, I'm glad you're listening. I think it's an important one. And thank you for listening today about dropping personality and building character. I hope I've helped to give you a process and some more clarity about this. And I look forward to having all of this be in the book for you to explore further. This is Lori Mitchell, and I'm always delighted to help you on your expansion and your turnaround to live the life that you dream of and to love that life. If you want to know more, my website is speedmanifesting.com. Thank you so much for being here.